The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Both the Harris and Trump campaigns claim victory for their side in last night's CBS News vice presidential debate.
And of course, you heard it right here. Democrat Tim Walz and Republican J.D. Vance meeting for their first and only debate of the campaign.
KRLD's Kurt Lewis breaks it down.
Moderators raised the question of illegal immigration, and GOP candidate J.D. Vance put the blame squarely on Vice President Harris.
We have a historic immigration crisis because Kamala Harris started and said that she wanted to undo all of Donald Trump's border policies.
But Democrat Tim Walz said Harris has the track record here.
But let's go back to this on immigration. Kamala Harris was the attorney general of the largest state and a border state in California. She's the only person in this race who prosecuted transnational gangs for human trafficking and drug interventions.
Other key topics covered last night: the conflict in the Middle East, global warming, and the economy. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Last night's debate evoked a calmer time in American politics. CBS News Deputy Director of Election and Surveys, Jennifer DePinto, has more on what viewers thought.
Most felt it was a positive debate. 88% said so. And they saw it as about an even match. 42% of debate watchers said Vance won the debate, while 41% thought Walz was the winner. 17% called the debate a tie.
DePinto also reports that a majority of those surveyed see both candidates as presidential.
One person's dead after a high-speed chase through Rockwall County.
A Rockwall County sheriff's deputy tried to pull over a car Monday night because the vehicle's temporary tag was obscured. The sheriff's office says the driver sped off and a passenger in the car shot at the deputy. The pursuit went up FM 548. Investigators say the passenger jumped out of the car. The driver crashed the vehicle near where FM 548 meets I-30. They say when officers approached, they found him inside the vehicle with severe injuries. He was pronounced dead at the hospital. The passenger who jumped out survived. 18-year-old Ezekiel Angel Hernandez is charged with aggravated assault against a public servant. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, it's day two. Dock workers from Texas to Maine are on strike. Margaret Kidd is an associate professor of supply chain and logistics technology from the University of Houston. She says that perishables like fruits and vegetables will go bad if the strike goes on for more than a couple of weeks.
And that would translate into higher temporary inflationary pressures at the grocery store.
She says big box retailers knew the strike was coming. They got their freight in early, but small and mid-sized retailers don't have that luxury.
The man who was arrested for a rampage on the LBJ freeway in August has been indicted on 8 felony charges.
Angel Zamora Moreno is accused of 1 count of aggravated assault against a public servant, 5 charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, and 2 more counts of unlawful use of a motor vehicle. On August 6th, a bizarre attack unfolded on the LBJ freeway near Forest. An arrest affidavit says Zamora began ramming cars in a construction zone, then got out of his car and attacked other people with both a pipe and a knife. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A former Virginia high school teacher who was fired for refusing to use a transgender student's preferred pronouns has reached a $575,000 settlement with the school board. The teacher argued that using the pronouns conflicted with his deeply held beliefs, instead opting to use the student's name.
Rowlett's mayor told Dallas City County officials, don't do it. They did it anyway, and now they may have a problem.
The issue is early voting polling locations. Rowlett only has one, and traditionally it's been at one place.
There is only one facility that makes sense to host this kind of turnout, and that is the Rowlett Community Center.
Mayor Blake Margulies said the last presidential election went smoothly, with ample space and parking. But for some reason this time around, Dallas County officials moved early voting less than a mile away to Freedom Place Church, where there are only about a dozen parking spots.
Being shocked at the location that the county would choose.
Now there's a problem. The church may not have a valid certificate of occupancy. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins says they're working with the DA's office to see if it can even host early voting.
We normally don't move polling locations this close to an election.
Early voting starts in 19 days. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A University of North Texas expert on the Middle East does not think Iran is trying to start a war with Israel. Instead, history professor Robert Smith says Iran may be firing missiles at Israel as a symbolic retaliation for Israel's attacks on leaders of the group Hezbollah. In fact, Smith says he's been told by Jordanian officials that Iran actually gives them a heads up that missiles will be flying through their airspace.
Iran is saying to Jordan, please, make sure you know these are coming. And we know you're going to shoot some of them down, and that's just fine with us.
That way, Smith says Iran can tell its citizens it has responded while at the same time avoiding an all-out war with Israel. The two candidates for vice president met Tuesday night for their only debate of the campaign in the CBS vice presidential debate. Republican Senator J.D. Vance was asked about the response to Hurricane Helene and the federal government's role in addressing climate change.
So first of all, let's start with the hurricane, because it's an unbelievable, unspeakable human tragedy. I just saw today, actually, a photograph of two grandparents on a roof with a six-year-old child, and it was the last photograph ever taken of them because the roof collapsed and those innocent people lost their lives. And I'm sure Governor Waltz joins me in saying our hearts go out to those innocent people, our prayers go out to them, and we want as robust and aggressive as a federal response as we can get to save as many lives as possible. And then, of course, afterwards, to help the people in those communities rebuild. I mean, these are communities that I love. Some of them I know very personally in Appalachia, all across the Southeast. They need their government to do their job. And I commit that when Donald Trump is president again, the government will put the citizens of this country first when they suffer from a disaster. Now, Nora, you asked about climate change. I think this is a very important issue. Look, a lot of people are justifiably worried about all these crazy weather patterns. I think it's important for us, first of all, to say Donald Trump and I support clean air, clean water. We want the environment to be cleaner and safer. But one of the things that I've noticed some of our Democratic friends talking a lot about is a concern about carbon emissions, this idea that carbon emissions drives all of the climate change. Well, let's just say that's true, just for the sake of argument, so we're not arguing about weird science. Let's just say that's true. Well, if you believe that, what would you want to do? The answer is that you'd want to reshore as much American manufacturing as possible, and you'd want to produce as much energy as possible in the United States of America, because we're the cleanest economy in the entire world.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz said the federal government is helping the states most affected by the recent storm.
It is a horrific tragedy with this hurricane, and my heart goes out to the folks that are down there in contact with the governors. I serve as co-chair of the Council of Governors, as we work together on these emergency managements. Governors know no partisanship. They work together. So all of the governors and the emergency responders are on the ground. Those happen on the front end. The federal government comes in, makes sure they're there to that we recover. But we're still in that phase where we need to make sure that they're staying there, staying focused. Now, look, coming back to the climate change issue, there's no doubt this thing roared onto the scene faster and stronger than anything we've seen. Senator Vance has said that there's a climate problem in the past. Donald Trump called it a hoax.
We carry the debate live here on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Happening right now, intense fighting on the ground in southern Lebanon between IDF forces and Hezbollah fighters. We are now told, this is breaking news, Israeli sources report to Sky News that as many as 10 Israeli soldiers have been killed this morning in southern Lebanon. This is a developing story. We'll continue to follow the latest here on the KRLD Morning News.
Texas lawmakers are talking about nuclear energy possibly keeping the lights on.
The embattled Texas power grid is fueled by oil and gas, and while there have been advances in both wind and solar, some have wondered why the state does not invest more in nuclear energy. Commissioner Jimmy Glotfelty with the Public Utility Commission says that's slowly changing as technology improves.
These new plants are smaller, less expensive, and safer.
Texas has two nuclear sites. Lawmakers looking to expand there as a way to shore up the grid, but they were told that's years away. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
More trouble for Sean Diddy Combs, this time from a Texas-based lawsuit. Houston attorney Tony Busby is representing 120 people whom he says are victims of Combs. The lawsuit alleges rape, sexual assault, and sexual exploitation.
When you talk about the ages of the victims when the conduct occurred, it's shocking. 25 of the 120 individuals who are plaintiffs in these cases were minors at the time of the acts complained of.
He says the victims did not come forward sooner out of fear of retaliation.
There's an argument about why students should be given time to check their phones in class. Christian Benavidez has more.
Giving college students 1 minute to check their phones led to higher test scores. Researchers with Southern Illinois University offered brief phone or technology breaks 15 minutes into class. Students averaged higher test scores and even used their phone less than those who were only given breaks to ask questions.
The study can be found in Frontiers in Education.
Here comes another TikTok trend, because we love those, and that for a change isn't risking anyone's life, thankfully. This one is called Scream Chicken.
Okay.
I said Scream Chicken. Yes.
Scream Chicken.
It's a game you can download on your phone. It works like Super Mario Brothers, but to move the chicken, you have to cluck.
Okay.
Like a chicken.
Uh-huh.
To make it walk or squawk or make it jump. So if it walks like a duck, it sounds like a duck. But this case, it's a chicken.
Yeah.
So people post the videos on TikTok just to, you know, have some fun.
Oh, absolutely. That sounds like a lot of fun to me.
Bok, bok. Cluck, cluck. That is not
a very enthusiastic chicken.
Yeah, it's something like that. Something akin to that.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.